This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, to make remarks in these next hours. Hawkish, super hawkish, dovish. We turn to the precious metals market, gold and silver and others, because I welcome my correspondent on metals. That would be Charles Thorngren, the CEO of Legacy Precious Metals, to comment on what we can expect from Jerome Powell and what it means for the metals market, for the equity market, for the bond market, for worldwide markets, because we're all interrelated. Europe is in a bad position right now because of the war in Ukraine and the energy cutback by Russia. Also, the word recession is routinely used. China's non-transparent, but the housing bubble has collapsed. The supply chain is again challenged by the COVID-19 shutdowns. And in the U.S., while we have strong employment, we have doubts. And I move to the doubts in the metals market. This is Bloomberg reporting. Gold pairs gains as traders weigh U.S. data. Fed rate hike path. Fed chair due to speak at annual Jackson Hole gathering Friday. Charles Thorngren, I welcome you right now because I'm going to ask you to guide us to what you can expect if the Federal Reserve chairman tomorrow is super hawkish, 3/4 of a point, as I did in June and July, and indefinitely to tame the inflation, now publishing at 8.5% a year. It's worse in Europe. It can be worse here. Or dovish in order to maintain what you'd say is full employment or no sharp layoffs. A very good evening to you, Charles. What do you expect if he goes super hawkish for the markets, your markets, all markets? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Great to be here again. Thank you. What can we expect? If we see a continuation of the super hawkish nature, which I believe we will, if we see that, you're going to see a couple different things happen in the markets. Precious metals, I think, will begin to accelerate faster. We are in a scenario here where the metals market tends to slow down a little bit in the summer, and we've seen some of that, but we're in the age and the period of investment again. People are off of their vacation, so we're going to expect to see that market move up. But more importantly, another 3/4 of a point is going to really reassure everyone who's been thinking about metals that, yes, this is the correct time to do so. Now, with the equities market, I think you're going to see, and you're starting to see some of this across the Bloomberg terminal and out there, and, you know, comments that this kind of a move where quantitative tightening hasn't been considered into the effect, and then on top of higher, Fed rates, you're going to see a pullback. I've seen statements saying anywhere between 20 to 25% additional downward movement. So the bigger the increase, and for the longer period of time, the more resistance you're going to have in those equities markets and also the bond markets. You know, the bond markets do not like uncertainty. That's the one thing that the bond market cannot stand. And who's going to step out into the bond market now knowing that the interest rates are going up? So if they invest today, they could be getting a much lower rate than they would, say, 6 months from now. So it puts us in this holding pattern that's not healthy, and that uncertainty is going to lead us downward in the equities and the bond market.
There is an observation in Bloomberg reporting that the market, especially the precious metals market, has already priced in a hawkish Powell. Is that your measure?
Not even close. Not even close. And the issue you have with that is they talk about the precious metals market like they are actually involved, and they're not. When they do get involved, we have scenarios like we just saw with the settlement of $920 million for interfering with the market. So when your sole product is equities and bonds, you don't want to talk about the alternatives, right? So it makes sense. They're saying, oh, that's fairly valued, but it's not. And we do see the calls that are saying, you know, we could see a possible 17 to 20% increase in the next 6 to 7 months. To me, that's a little aggressive, but markets move aggressively at times. So is it impossible? No.
Let's move.
But I do think we see strength.
Let's move to the other Powell. We have a more dovish Powell. That is not three quarters of a point now and indefinitely into the future, but perhaps half a point, with ambiguous language that suggests he's watching the jobs market and the election calendar. What would the markets do to reflect that, Charles?
You're going to see, I think that is going to be worse in the long run, right? By not being aggressive and but kind of being standoffish and worried about the jobs market, we're going to create longer inflation and higher inflation. Inflation must be controlled. It comes at a detriment. There's no doubt about that, but we've always known that. So not addressing the key thing of inflation is going to be the demise of the Federal Reserve. They're going to have a lot of questions to answer at the end of this. And when they come out and make statements saying we're still learning about this economy, and that doesn't help us. We need more security from them. We need to know that they have a handle on things, and no one gets that. And being more dovish is going to send the signal is that they don't know what to focus on first. Inflation must be dealt with. That's key.
The scary inflation is in the United Kingdom right now. Your customers are global, so I'm sure you've heard these stories that they're anticipating 18% or plus higher inflation over the next year, and their energy shortfall is driving this. They're actually planning to shut down factories and manufacturing for three winters and involuntary layoffs in order to get through this next patch. So inflation is a worldwide threat, but especially here in the U.S. right now. Now, we've entertained Jerome Powell. I want to entertain the Texas economy, because you're in Texas and you observe the strength of the American economy the last decade or more during the slow recovery from the recession. Texas energy was the American economy, was the jobs hiring market. Do you see a slowdown in the Texas market? Do you see contraction anywhere around you, Charles?
There's a lot of strength here. There's some minor contraction. That really does revolve around the housing market, that contraction that we're seeing. But there's a lot of strength here in Texas. And I see that continuing forward. The issue we will have will be supply chain. Supply chain is an issue. We talked about China a little bit, and many products are manufactured there. So that supply chain issue is affecting things. Okay, so that will affect us some, but I think there is a lot of strength here in Texas in its core that we don't see elsewhere. So it creates a bit of a quandary here for the Texas economy. And when I talk to my fellow leaders of company, and we say, okay, we have strength here, but the problem is we don't deal in strictly just Texas, right? We have to figure out our business plans and how we go forward, knowing that the rest of the country is not doing as strong, right? It's not doing as well. So it creates a dilemma to some degree. The strength is great. The dilemma being, how do we handle employment, right, manufacturing, exporting out from the state to other areas that are not doing as well? And, you know, when you start talking to CEOs, you start hearing the numbers and people saying there will be layoffs. So we have to figure that in as well. The layoffs will become an issue, and we're hearing more and more CEOs talking about it. They may not be yelling and screaming about it yet, but major corporations are planning for quite large layoffs too. So that, again, leads into that scenario where, again, we have a Powell who doesn't know what to look at. Is it inflation or is it jobs?
Charles Thorngren is the CEO of Legacy Precious Metals. The website is Legacy PM Investments. And the question of the metals is the question of the markets, the bond markets, the equity markets, everybody waiting on Powell. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.